The stories of many Africans' American experience begins along the shores of colonies like that of Maryland. We believe that Africans worked the surrounding fields because Richard Smith Jr., along with his many other jobs, was also the legal representative for the Royal African Company. Between 1672 and 1689, this company transported around 90,000 to 100,000 slaves across the Atlantic. With the rising demand for tobacco in the marketplace, the need for slaves increased. Raising tobacco was grueling, labor-intensive work, and the flow of indentured servants to the Americas had fallen off by the late 17th century, causing Maryland and other states to pass slavery laws. In 1664, Maryland law decreed that indentured or enslaved Africans and their children were slaves for life.